Welcome to Living the Quran through the Living Quran, produced by the Qayyim Institute. In this podcast, we are delivering the commentary of the Noble Quran as authored by Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati in his Tafsir An-Nur. Today, in part 3, we want to look at the topic of whom God loves, and we will be reviewing verse number 4 of this chapter. Before we go on with the commentary, let us have a listen to the Arabic, followed by the English translation.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِهِ صَفًّا كَأَنَّهُمْ بُنْيَانٌ مَرْصُوصٌ.
Indeed, God loves those who fight in His way in ranks, as if they were a compact structure. Thinking points. The meaning of the word bunyan is a building. The word marsus comes from the root word rasas, meaning lead. And thus, the meaning of the phrase bunyanun marsus is a fortified building, and it could be said that it is a building which has been made with solid lead. It is possible that the previous verses were a complaint in regards to those people who used to merely raise the slogan of jihad. However, they did not act upon their empty words, and it is for this reason that God has said that those who do not act upon what they say will be the recipients of the anger of Allah. As He says that, it is greatly outrageous, kabura maqtan. However, in this verse under review, those who fulfill the promises that they make are praised and are loved by God. As He says, indeed God loves those people. Inna Allaha yuhibbul ladina yuqatilun. It has been narrated in the books of history that in order to lift the spirits of the soldiers during the Battle of Siffin, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, used to recite this verse of the Quran to them. Takeaway messages. Point number one. When it comes to training others, it is necessary to use both wrath and grace. In the previous verse, the discussion focused on the anger of the Divine, while in this passage, it is about the grace of the Divine. Point number two, in order to encourage people to keep away from objectionable actions, it is necessary to warn them. And when it comes to encouraging people to do good actions, we must encourage them. Point number three, trying to attract the pleasure and love of God should be the greatest encouragement for a believer to act righteously. Even more of an encouragement than seeking paradise and such blessings. Point number four, performing difficult tasks requires strong motivation, and the greatest of all motivational factors is seeking to become the beloved of God. Point number five, the true believers who can be counted as those who are struggling in His way are people who love God, and thus are working in His way, and it is such people whom God also loves. Point number six, and the final point for this commentary. In general circumstances, unity and harmony and staying away from all forms of schism is what is required. However, when it comes to dealing with the adversary, the ranks of the believers must be fortified, impenetrable, and durable. Tune in to the next episode of Living the Quran through the Living Quran, where we'll review verse number 5 of Surah As-Saff, under the theme of harassing Prophet Musa, peace be upon him. To stay up to date when we release new content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram under the Qayyim Institute. In addition, be sure you subscribe to our podcast station on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many other major providers to receive direct updates when we release new content.